Welcome to Burrito Quest number 37.
37.
The Lumberjack. You know, Ben, I'm kind of disappointed because you had a killer beard, and we got a picture on the last one, and you looked like a lumberjack.
It would have been really good going in as a lumberjack to the store to order the lumberjack.
Mm-hmm.
But we missed that opportunity.
Instead, we have a Tron lumberjack.
Are there such thing as Jewish lumberjacks?
There are. Jews cut down trees, too.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
So you heard somebody else
could do anything that anybody else could do.
Often we do it better.
Just because you have a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Better tools.
Really, Ben?
It's true.
You're better than everybody else, as you're saying? Your race is better? You're some kind of super race?
Wow.
Well, I am the chosen people. We have some guests with us today.
We should say what's in this burrito, did we?
Hold on. We do have guests. We have Robert Baker, otherwise known as Bubs. And we have Marty LeBlanc.
He's drinking scotch with his lumberjack.
He's from Alabama, though, so he's kind of fancy.
Fancy schmancy.
So, Alabama's real fancy.
Oh, and Jenny Higginbotham, who, again, isn't eating a full
burrito. No names.
Yeah, right.
No names.
Well, that's partly our fault because we didn't get her one. We didn't know she was joining us.
So,
way to go, Isaac.
Puss out again.
So, lumberjack has steak, it's got ham and bacon, it has cheese, and it has egg.
Right.
And it's surprisingly decent.
Like, it is
going to be like a dry piece of crap.
It's a good breakfast burrito. I mean, it's a lot of meat. But
how do you think this one stacks up to last week's?
Last week was almost perfect as far as crap food goes.
They were small, though. Like,
that's why it was so
they
good.
They were smaller than those half burritos those guys are eating.
This is not small.
Right. And the ones we had last week were smaller than that.
That's why it was good, because if we had eaten two of those last week, wouldn't that have been disappointing?
We would have had to eat three, I think. Well, there was one whole burrito in there.
So maybe two would have been good and three would have been disappointing.
I bet that lady went, oh, crap, I only made one. Ah, just split them into three tortillas. They'll never know.
That's a pretty good theory.
So, yeah. Guys, how are you liking your burritos? Burrito guests?
Burrito's good. I think the steak is wasted on this burrito with old pork product, but it's still tasty.
That's not very good. It's not very quality steak anyway, so.
That's actually unusual for this store. Normally they under-bacon the burritos.
Right.
Yeah.
The ankle meat.
they under ankle the burritos.
Jowls. Marty, how are you
digging
liking
on this? The salsa, too.
Yeah? Good.
Pretty decent.
Hmm.
That makes me wonder if we are too critical in our quest, like as judges.
Silence, you doubt yourself. Burrito Lord.
What are you talking about?
I wonder if this burrito is as good as we think it is.
I'm skeptical of that statement.
You're skeptical that I wonder?
You After think all I... these burritos, I mean, I'm kind of jaded.
Like, if this is a burrito that we had eaten 30 weeks ago, I think we might have just, like, thrown it away.
Well, let's check. Jenny, how many of these burritos have you eaten with us?
Four
out of the 37 that we've had so far? So how do you like it?
I think this is pretty good, actually.
See, unbiased
opinion.
I've
had the worst of the worst, the Gobbler.
Oh.
Mm.
And
the All-American, you had that too.
I look back on that fondly compared to the Gobbler.
Yeah, the All-American is definitely preferable to the Gobbler because at least it tastes like nothing.
That's right.
That can be a bonus at times.
Not like some kind of grease fest.
I'm getting a bit of a grease fest out of this one.
Look at that. It looks like you're bleeding.
As I get to the bottom, I think it's the cheese.
Eggs, probably. Eggy wags.
Yeah, you know you have to eat that.
I'm gonna lick it.
You have to clean that plate, son.
But Marty, you have to finish that scotch before you finish your burrito.
Oh.
Not just the glass, the bottle.
I thought you were giving him, he didn't have to finish his burrito, just the scotch.
I'll probably finish the scotch for the burrito.
So I think we have a consensus, which is rare on this quest. We all agree that this is a pretty good burrito. This would have been a pretty bad burrito if they had not put in as much bacon, wouldn't it? And if they put in more ham.
Nah. Maybe.
No, I think it would have been...
I'm loath to agree with you, Glickler.
No, I think it's because you're wrong. I think that if they put in less bacon, you wouldn't have noticed the bacon, and you would have been like, oh, it kind of tastes like egg, and some mediocre steak, and some salt.
Where are you getting that?
What I'm saying is...
This is ham
I forgot
sucks.
What you were talking
this
about.
This is crappy ham.
It's like is asking me
ham?
What this...
What do you know what cram tastes like?
I don't know.
I say cram.
You said cram. I thought it was clever.
What the cram do you know what ham is?
I'm choking on this ham.
What does cram taste like?
I'm going to rap at you.
Mm.
Radiated spam.
Is that from Futurama?
Ram!
Ham go down my windpipe.
Can you eat
ham pie? I got ham lung. The pork lung.
Oh, burrito quest. What have you done to me? So, all right.
We're only at 5 minutes.
Burrito's catching up with me.
This is an important burrito for me because this is the last non-Taco Bell food I'm going to eat for a week.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Everything. I was trying to shovel in Taco Bell quest into burrito.
It's not a quest. It's a mandate.
I bet it is a mandate, you big fag.
Who are you doing it with? Boom! Are you meeting Sage at Taco Bell?
I knew if I waited, this would turn into a Sage boosh.
He just wishes he could quit fourth meal.
So I think we should rate this.
I agree. I mean, we're not too far in, but that's all right.
I'm going to rate this.
Okay.
I'm going to rate this swine flu.
I just had that.
For two reasons. I had it too, a little while ago. The first reason is I just thought of swine flu because we're talking about pork lung. But the second reason is because I thought I had swine flu a little while ago, and it wasn't that bad. It was like, I get to go home for a day, and I sleep in a bed, and it's all kind of warm, and then I get the next day and I go to work.
Not a bad rating, because for some people it would be deadly.
Well, yeah, for some people this would be deadly, too. Maybe if they're allergic to pork, maybe?
6-year-olds and people over 80 should
eat this allergic burrito. To pork?
Correct. Or people that are obese. People that are obese should not eat this burrito. But everyone else, you can have it, and it's going to be okay.
Not allergic.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, good rating.
Jews are not allergic to pork? Is that what you said?
Well done.
What?
I said they're not allergic to pork.
I don't know. All right, someone else needs to rate this.
Bubba, what do you think?
It's one of the first burritos that I've ever had from this particular vendor.
Have you ever had Santa Fe Express before? Or just not that much?
I eat a lot of Santa Fe Express.
No.
But it's the first one I've had where one is a meal.
Oh.
I usually eat three or four.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we ordered some stout burritos from the specialty menu.
Yeah, maybe they just make them smaller for them. I don't know.
And for one burrito to fill me up, that's pretty good, and it was tasty.
And it was also low carb.
Come on, Lofton.
I haven't dead, man. Mangled it's mine well before everybody really. Else was finished.
Mm. So what do you want to rate it? Are you rating it?
I would give it a 4.
A 4? We have a 4.
No.
I'd give it a 4. It's definitely one I will buy repeatedly.
4 out of what?
100?
5 out of 100.
I will buy this sucker again.
All right.
We actually make it and they put it under the heat lamp. It's one that they do.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Dude, I totally got that. All right, so for Marty, what do you got?
No, Marty's not finished with his.
Oh.
Skip to Jenny.
We'll come back.
We'll come back to him after.
Oh, well, if he wants to wait, he can, but he's not held to our standards.
Yeah.
He can rate his
Does he want to be held to our standards?
He's obviously better than us with
obviously
his jacket
no.
and his scotch.
Would you like to be held to a higher standard?
All right, Marty. It's up to you. What only think class of you?
Do you think you've eaten enough of this burrito to give it a rating?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
I feel I've encompassed it.
Encompassed the burrito?
He's not going to finish it.
I finish it. You know what this makes me think of? This is a great hangover burrito. Now, I've had a few share of hangovers, and the first thing you need is something like this. Get your heavy, get your grease, and to get it all in one place, it's pretty nice, so... I'm going to say it's worth at least 4 Advils and a Gatorade.
Yeah. 4 Advils and a Gatorade. That's a good rating.
That's a really good rating.
Nice.
I want to change my rating. Swine flu sucks. I mean, swine flu really does suck, but swine flu's a... Anyway.
All right, then. We heard your rating. Come on.
Swine flu.
What do you think, Higgs?
It's all right. I'd eat it again. I don't have anything clever to say.
Wow.
Sorry.
That about sums it up, though.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
that really does describe that for real. It's all right. I need to get
it's
one of our
It's a ride
ratings.
On a swing. Yeah. It isn't the greatest thing ever, but I can't seem to stop myself when I see it.
So, Isaac, you have to rate this burrito.
Yeah.
And we are going to hold you to a higher standard.
Well, I think a couple things. I think I agree with Bubba that some of that meat was unnecessary. Either take out the ham or take out the steak.
That'd be really good without the ham.
I mean, they put in a shit ton of bacon. Whatever. I also thought it was a little too greasy. Other than that, it was just a pretty standard breakfast burrito. I'm going to give it pancakes at Village Inn.
I love pancakes at Village Inn.
Because I've had better pancakes, but those are a good standby.
Okay.
What about you, Daniel?
I'm going to rate it Dr. Zoidberg. He's my second favorite character on Futurama.
Is this your second favorite burrito?
No. But, I mean, on the Futurama scale, it's a solid Dr. Zoidberg.
On the Futurama scale, okay. So
that makes sense.
So your favorite Futurama character would be not a very good burrito in Burrito Quest.
What?
What?
The fuck are you talking about? You don't like Futurama?
That's all right.
You're jackass.
Oh. Oh. Most
burrito ever made. Yeah, you go. Look at that. You now everybody hates Ben. Okay.
The
Jew
section.
So, of hell.
There's no Jew section of hell.
All right, the next week we got Macho Man.
Which sounds pretty good.
Chicken, bacon, beans, egg, Milanesa. So, could be good.
That does sound good.
All right, well, thanks from Burrito Quest. Thanks for our special guests for joining us. And we'll see you all next week.
Adios. You.